I always
we
have just,
we need a harmony.
Try it.
Chess. Well, you guys, we work with artists. We are not artists.
We're not the artists. And when anyone says, "Are you sure you're not a singer?" I'm just going to reference this podcast.
Yeah.
I love when you walked in the door today and you go, "Oh, why are people so annoying?"
I mean, ugh. Like how we're today, it's 3:30. We're recording at 3:30. And it's just like, it feels like it should be 8:30 p.m. already. Like,
I know. It's only Wednesday, too. We had to record early this week because you're going out of town tomorrow.
Going out of town.
Where are you going?
Spring breaking it on
Ooh,
a boat.
Ooh, me too next week, but not on a boat.
Where
bitch.
Are you doing spring break?
We're going to the beach to my boyfriend. My boyfriend's mom has a house down there. So
on 30A?
On 30A. We're going down.
I think I knew that.
Yeah, with the girl. Yeah, you did, because when we were there last time, we went to visit.
Or yeah.
Not that anyone cares about this. I don't know why we're referencing it. We're like giving you guys all the backstory.
We're like actually playing catch up.
Yes, we did have a scheduled catch up for this actual episode of The Edge, by the way.
TM. Registered trademark.
Tell me. Oh my God. Thanks for explaining. Tell me what your catch up moment or like what was your big moment this week that you wanted to share with the people?
I mean, it's.
I don't know what it is, by the way.
I know. We're trying to move away from Act Casual, but I've really had to act
we
casual about
you know,
this.
Like I don't want to just abandon. I know we're not abandoning casual. It. I feel like that's like abandoning a small child. Yeah.
No, that is our baby.
Yeah.
So my doctor moved during the pandemic, so I didn't currently have my primary care physician.
Sure.
And I needed to go in this week for something, actually yesterday for something. And so I had to get like a new doctor and I go to the Frist Medical Center. So there's plenty of great doctors to choose from. So I just picked a random one.
Is it a guy or a girl?
It's a guy.
Tell
His name's
hot.
Dr. Parnell, Jacob Parnell.
I was hoping this was going to be the beginning of Slutapalooza.
Oh, no. Damn no, it. He's married. God, that would be amazing to just like meet a doctor and fall in love. Wouldn't that be the dream? No, he's a straight man. But it was funny. Like I really liked my old doctor. He was great. He was like really cool. But like, I've been going to him for 5 years. I had never taken off my clothes ever.
Oh,
like he just
I love where this is going. Well, this is taking me off guard. Like they're all straight until they're not, you know? Right.
Well, it's like he always, like he asked questions and he checked vitals and like there was, but I never had a real physical.
Oh.
Aren't you
of age for a physical at these?
I mean, you would think that every year, like this one was like.
I thought it was once you hit 40.
Yeah, I mean, I had physicals in LA.
I bet
like
you did.
Some of them I was like, "Ooh, can I sue for that?" But
next
or t-shirt. Maybe that was fun.
Can I sue for that?
So this one, like, I mean, he came in hot with questions. Like,
tell us about these questions. I was about to say, tell us more.
First it was his assistant. Like, he was like, "Have you ever had a colonoscopy?" And I was like, "Where are we going with this?" Yeah. I literally just came in for a very specific reason, and so that had nothing to do with my butt.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
Yeah, but that's the age thing I was just referencing.
But then it became very clear that like this doctor is probably just a little bit more thorough than my last one. So
like he might be a better doctor.
Right. I'm not going to say. I mean, I think my other doctor was great. He was just like non-invasive.
Okay.
So, but you kind of leave the doctor's office being like,
I wanted to be invaded.
Like, shouldn't I have had to like squat and cough? Like,
yeah.
So anyway,
I had to do that when I went to jail one time. That's a different story for another time.
You know, I take a medication called PrEP, which is an anti-HIV.
Yeah, you told us that.
Did I tell you the story about my mom finding out that I was on that?
No.
Okay. I'll put a pin in that. Okay. And tell that at the end of this. So, he's going through like my list of medications that I'm on. It's like I have asthma medicine. I take a Zyrtec every day because of my
allergies.
And then PrEP. And he was like, you know, I'm going to ask you some really personal questions. And I was like, okay, fine. I'm you know, sure. You're my doctor.
Yeah.
And he was like, who do you have sex with? Men or women?
Like,
I'm
myself.
Like, men. And I was like, but I mean, that's like historical fact at this point because I've been sitting at home for the last year by myself.
That's why I said myself.
Myself. Yeah, that's a good call. So because of that and because I take that drug, they have to do tests every like, they like to do it like every 4 months,
okay.
I think is what he said, just to make sure that my body is like reacting fine to it.
Yeah.
And then it was also like, We're going to test you for chlamydia and syphilis.
Gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea. Because that pill does not protect you from getting those.
Yeah.
And a lot of people do not have protected sex because they're on it. Because the only thing that they're scared of getting is AIDS. You know? So, a lot of those, because PrEP is now so prevalent and so many people are on it, some of these diseases are like raising, disease, infections, whatever they are they're growing. What do you say? They're infecting more people because people are being more careless.
That makes
because,
total sense.
You know, no one's scared of getting those for some dumb reason. Like, I don't want any of them, but those won't kill you.
Mm-hmm.
So there's less of a fear. So I had, he had to do a swab of my butt. And it was like, nice to meet you. Like, my other guy never even saw me naked.
I literally had no clue where this was going.
He had to get like a Q-tip. And he was like, first he did an oral swab too. And he was like, we're going to have to do a swab of your bottom too. And he kept saying,
no.
And he was like, it's just the edge. We're not going in.
I bet it is. It's like just the tip. Just the edge.
Which reminds me.
Is that our new tagline? It's just the edge.
Just the edge. Oh my God.
We need to think maybe. About that. Let's pray about it. Get back to the people.
But that also reminds me of a story. My friend Blaine, who lives in LA, once went to the doctor for something and the doctor had to stick his finger in Blaine's butt. And Blaine was like, and you know, the doctor knew Blaine was gay and Blaine was like, is it going to hurt? Is it big? Is it going to hurt? And the guy was like, no more than the dick you had in it last night.
What?
And it was like a straight doctor. Sweet and Blaine was like, it was so disarming that like, go ahead, do whatever you got to do.
I saw a meme today, speaking of that topic, that said, the only time a man tries to convince a woman that his dick is small is when he's trying to put it in her ass.
That's so funny. It's not that big.
Yeah, right. Come on, you can do it. You can take it.
Yeah, so that was my sort of moment this week where it's like,
how did it feel?
I mean, it was like a Q-tip on the edge of my butt.
Did you get a boner?
No. No, but it's like,
that would be awkward.
He was like, and my medical assistant's going to come in. And I'm like, great, let's put my butthole on display.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, nice to meet you, Dr. Parnell.
You're like, anyone else want to join us?
But, you know, it's like, the thing is like, as embarrassing as it is, like, it's also terrible for him to have to do it too.
It's not like that's what he wants to do with his day. Swab some guy's asshole.
How many buttholes am I going to swab today?
Also, the word swab in reference to buttholes is absolutely disgusting. And I'm having a really hard time swallowing that one. I mean, right.
Did you have to say swallow? I don't know. I just butthole swab.
I felt led to say swallow. And then I really questioned it the second it came out of my mouth.
Oh, God.
Came out of my mouth. I mean, there's so many things I'm throwing out there right now. Oh, God. I'm not even drinking.
We are drinking water. That's all we're drinking.
The thing about this week is I've actually not been on the bottle at all. I had one martini last night, which like kind of broke it. But we're going to the beach next week, and I was like, ugh, I need a detox first.
I had a work dinner last night, and I had like 3 cocktails, I think. Nothing exorbitant. You know, that's an average.
Is exorbitant?
Exorbitant.
That's right.
There wasn't like I wasn't drinking a lot, and I mean, and the dinner was 3.5 hours.
So it's like a drink an hour.
And I woke up this morning kind of with a hangover, and the last couple of times I've had drinks that I've had a hangover, I didn't drink that much. And I'm like, is my body changing to where like...
Yeah. Well, when you stop drinking, you realize how good you feel. And then you have like one drink and you feel it.
Yeah.
But when you're drinking consistently, you're like, three drinks.
Yeah, you need the drink to feel normal.
Totally.
That's probably like the worst problem. Thing to say. Yeah, that's the problem. But yeah, I'm like, oh my God, is my body shifting to where like it doesn't like alcohol anymore and I'm going to have hangovers.
It's probably not a bad thing, though.
I know. The truth is I should drink less.
Yeah, all should.
Yeah, we all should.
Well.
Anyway, that was my moment.
Speaking of tests, I also had a test this week. I've had 3 now. Pregnancy test.
Uh-oh.
But I'm not. Don't get excited. I know. It's so... Okay, so I'm not trying to get pregnant by any means. I'm also like not trying to get pregnant. But if anyone has followed Velvet's Edge for a while, you know I've had fertility issues. I tried to freeze my eggs twice and... have a super low egg count, unfortunately. So I wasn't even able to finish that process. So I don't think it's going to be a thing where I just like get pregnant. Like if I decide that I'm really dedicated to the process, like my boyfriend and I get there, then it would be a situation probably where I have to do IVF. Right. Like, you know, like it's not going to just like magically happen. It would be anything like the immaculate conception, maybe, right. But whatever. But I literally have had, I had a weird period last month and then I haven't started. I'm late right now. And so I was like, oh my God. Like it started to, cause like my PMS has been so out of control, like legit insane psychopath. Like
you're feeling physical pain or yes, you're just in a terrible mood?
Both.
Right.
Both. I want to murder everyone. I could cry at the drop of a hat.
Oh my God, let's make you cry today.
I mean, I cried on the podcast that went out today with Marv. It's just like telling me about Pisces season. I'm like, tell me more. Like I literally could not keep it together. I should run the whole Zoom just so people can see how much of a fucking wreck I am. Like I'm just like very sensitive. I'm sensitive anyway, but I'm just like very emotionally sensitive right now, just with feeling everything and all the stuff. And but physically, like I've had cramps, my boobs are killing me. My fucking nipples feel like they could like fall off my body. They hurt so bad. And so I was like, am I pregnant? So I go to Kroger yesterday because I took one test and I was like, well, I just need to be sure because this is like killing me. And that was just like an old test I had at my house. So I went to the store. And I'm literally walking around the grocery store and I was waiting to bump into someone that I knew because my cart had Epsom salts, like 3 bags of Epsom salts, because I was like, this is the only thing that helps me when I have these cramps is to sit in a tub for hours and just soak. I had 3 different teas. One was like stress relief. One was calm. One was, turmeric to, you know, help with inflammation. I had this anxiety oil thing I found. So I look like a psychopath. A pregnancy test.
At Kroger,
I mean, at Kroger. What was the other thing? Oh, all these like junk food thing, like organic junk food, of course, because you know me. But like it's Justin's like 3 bags of shit. Yeah, just like shit like that. And I was like, of course, I know this is going to be the time that I run into someone I know. Luckily, I did not.
I thought you were going to be like, Dirks walks in.
And then Dirks comes around the corner. I actually wouldn't care if it was him. It'd be worse if it was like a person that I don't work with that much.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like Riley Green comes walking around the corner. Right. And I'm like, oh, hey, Riley. Like, I've never met you twice. Anyway, so I got out of there unscathed, took the pregnancy test when I got home, it was negative. Then someone told me to take another one this morning because the first pee is the way to go. Negative. I was oddly disappointed. So I felt oddly disappointed yesterday. And I was like, I can't tell my boyfriend this though. Because, you know, he has 2 kids. He is like not in a place where he really is dreaming about having another kid. Right. He's 47. He's kind of like, ship has sailed. But when we first started dating, I was going through the egg freezing process. So we had to talk about it. And he was like, look, I'm not saying no. He's like, I'm open. And especially like if we feel like that's the right thing for us. But we had so many things to get through first. Like I had to integrate with his kids. And we're there. So it's like brought this whole thing back up again. And so, but I'm like, oh, I can't tell him because we're just like finding a good stride. So I'm like, what am I going to do? Be like, babe, I want a baby. So we're sitting at dinner last night and I had the martini that I told you about. And I just cannot keep a fucking secret. And I go, I took a pregnancy test today. Just like that. Like we're just like sitting there.
And he's like, why?
No, he literally had a drink in his mouth and he was like, I can't make the right noise. But he just like couldn't even respond. Yeah.
There you go.
And he was like, really? Tell me more about that. And I was like, I mean, so this is what's going on and I don't know what's happening to my body. Probably something's wrong with me, but instead I decided to take a pregnancy test. And yeah, I was just like, it's negative, don't worry. But then we just kind of had to like start that conversation again. And yeah, it's weird. Tomorrow.
He's going to be double bagging it moving forward.
I literally was like, I didn't want to tell you because I want to have sex with you again. So, and he was like, well, he was like, that is something to think about.
I would think too, like some of the disappointment is like, you want to just solve it too.
Okay.
Like,
can I tell
and you,
you
didn't get any answer.
Exactly. And I'll tell you, today I've been sitting with the disappointment and I've been like, am I disappointed I'm not pregnant because I want a baby? Or am I disappointed I'm not pregnant because it feels again like a failure and something I can't do and I don't like that feeling?
Right.
So I'm really grappling with that. Like, what is the disappointment about? Because if I really realistically think about my life right now, like we're so overwhelmed already with the two kids that are here, you know? And so, and just like managing life.
Right.
And getting back to like the world opening up and work and just coming out of such a haze of insanity the last 2 years that it doesn't feel like, you know, a great time necessarily to invite more chaos in. But then everyone's always like, well, there's never a good time and blah, 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 blah. So it's like, of course, if it happened, I wouldn't be like sad. I would be like, okay, we'll figure this out and I'll be happy. But there's this part of me that there's something in me that's like, is it, I keep questioning my own self in the part of like, is it about not being able to do something and like feeling right. like not a full woman or something. Like there's this weird thing that comes up that I'd never expected. But then again, I've also been around his girls in a different capacity now where if I love them that much, you know, I'm just like, oh my God, it just has opened up my world. And like, I actually know now, like I would be a good mom and I trust that about myself. And like, I feel like I have all this love to give. And so I don't know. It's an interesting thing. I just sort of want this answer of like, you will never have kids or you could maybe like,
right.
I hate living in this place of like, if it's I don't gray. Do it now, is it my own fault that I don't have them? Or, you know, there's a lot of pressure that comes with that. So anyway, that was my moment of the week. I'm actually going to the gyno tomorrow to see what's going on with me. So hopefully it's nothing
tomorrow, they're
going to
be like, you're pregnant.
No, I'll report back next week. But
you're going to have a baby in a month. You're like, what?
I'm like, this whole time I've been pregnant? Have you seen how fucked up are those? There's been like shows about that where they're like, and then I was peeing and then this baby just popped out.
I worked in high school. I worked at a Subway. Like Subway sandwich. I was a sandwich artist.
A sandwich artist.
Jealous. I was really good at it too.
I could see you being good
and
at that.
And there was a girl that worked with me who I loved. Her name was Tammy. And she, you know, I grew up in really rural Virginia. She was cheering. She was a senior in high school.
Yeah.
She was cheering for the football team in a pyramid and fell off and fainted.
Okay.
And was, they, you know, rushed her to the hospital because they weren't sure what was up. And she was 7 months pregnant. Had
no
idea.
How do you not know? First of all,
no idea.
Are you not like, where's my period?
I mean, she's
a
kid.
I guess in high
school,
you just like think it's different. But was she a little overweight?
She was a little overweight, but she wasn't like big. You know?
I just noticed like
when she was just a thicker girl, you know?
Like when I'm bloated for my period, I'm like, oh my God, I feel it so bad.
Right.
When I'm bloated because I eat too much gluten, I'm like,
yeah.
I feel like I look like I'm pregnant. And so I just can't process like not noticing the changes in my body.
And she was like, she wasn't like a dummy either. Like she was going to William & Mary, which is a great school. And she ended up like having the kid and she sort of changed. She was working at Subway at night and driving an hour each way to go to school at Salisbury State University. And yeah, she was awesome. But yeah, believe her. She was like, I had no idea I was
pregnant.
That's
wild.
No idea.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's what's going on with me. I actually think I have a cyst. I have a history of that. So I think that's what's going on, unfortunately. Wah,
and do you think your body thinks it's
a baby?
Embryo or something?
I don't think so. I think sometimes like in the past when I've had them, it's like you cramp really bad and there's all this stuff. I actually didn't know I had this. I don't even know if I would call it a condition. I think it's pretty common with women. But when I went to go have my egg, like my fertility checked, I'm very cavallari. She couldn't even see my ovary because I had a cyst. And so then it's like been a thing since.
Are they fibroids?
So, well, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. They usually just go away on their own, but if they don't, you have to have a procedure. And so I'm wondering if I had one because my last period was so weird and it just hasn't gone away. And so it's like blocking my period somehow.
Right.
This is like so much information for random people listening who've never met me and now they know everything about my ovaries and
all the flow,
and my Kroger checkout cart or whatever. Yeah. Anyway, hopefully for my boyfriend's sake and all those around me on a normal basis, I start my period soon. Yes.
Well, you've been nothing but lovely to me today.
Thank you.
I'll do my best not to piss you off. Hey, wait, before we move on, I promised that I would tell the story about my mom finding out I was on PrEP.
Oh, yeah.
So I was home for Christmas and Thanksgiving.
This Christmas.
Yeah.
When you were home forever.
And
okay.
I get that through they ship it to me, an online pharmacy.
Okay.
And I knew I was going to run out, so I had some shipped. And then because I was home for a month, I got another order shipped to me while I was there. And my parents have like a, my dad, like, he doesn't recycle paper. He just burns it like on the burn pile with all the, like the sticks and stuff, yeah, they pick up in the yard. So I just, you know, it comes with like all this paperwork. I just put the paper in their like recycling bin. And my mom called me a few days after I left and she was like very dramatic. She was like, "Do you have a medical condition that we need to talk about?"
She think you had HIV.
She thought I had HIV.
Oh,
because
no.
She'd read through all the paperwork. Oh, I was like, my "Oh God. My God!" I was like, first of all, those are private documents.
Yeah, that you didn't thank need to read you through. For just opening up right. My mail.
Second
Isn't
of
that
all,
a felony?
No, it's a preventative drug that I just take daily. And I was like, "Yes, you don't have to anything to worry about." So, but it was really cute because, you know, she doesn't really talk about that stuff.
Yeah.
And like, I, you know, I could imagine the panic that went through her, but it was
totally
really funny. Like, I got a good laugh about it. So.
Well, I'm glad you don't have a medical condition and you're in good health as far as we know. Okay, so I do want to get to our topic this week because I love this topic and I think everyone can relate. Either they are this person or they have a friend who does this, but you have had an instance recently where it was a day drinking thing as far as I know, right? Like it was, you can tell the whole story in a second, but I'm going to set it up. Okay. So you were doing a day drinking thing that turned into a night drinking thing. I think we all know how those things end up. And some things happened and you then switched into responsible guy mode.
Yes.
And I want to hear the full story for the people because I find it hilarious, but I totally relate to where you went because I do that as well. I'm really happy I wasn't there because you and I would have just been putting the active plan together.
Oh
my God. But
search okay, party.
Yeah. Set us up. Tell us what happened.
So yeah, it started. I met up with some folks for like a happy hour at like 4.
And, oh, wasn't a full day. Okay.
It wasn't a full day, but like the sun's still up at this point at 4 and we had a few drinks and then...
And you're a lightweight, it sounds like.
Well, and it was... The plan was that it was only going to be the afternoon. We were just going to do happy hour. That was it.
Yeah.
But we have this place that we love called Mother's Ruin here in Nashville.
Yeah.
And it has been open through the pandemic. And it's the one place that like didn't feel like you were going to some crowded bar. Like they were...
They have it very distanced.
Very distanced. And so we've gotten to know the bartenders and the servers and stuff there, and they're really great people, and they always bring tequila shots.
Oh, God.
And it's usually more than one,
oh,
or
God,
their special shot of the day. And so our happy hour turned into where are we going next kind of
yeah,
thing. And we were kind of itching to do karaoke, and I remember that there was this new place by my house called Sid's Gold Room, and
okay,
I thought it was live karaoke with like a piano player where okay, you could request a song and you got to sing. Turns out it's just a guy playing piano and singing along. And so that was kind of annoying. And the room was like, it was two rooms, the bars in the front room and then the pianos in the back room. And we couldn't, there were so many of, there were like 8 of us. And so
yeah,
we couldn't even get a table in there. So we were just like being these like annoying drunk people in the front room.
Oh my God.
And like the service wasn't that great. And, Reagan, our friend Reagan, so like it was time to go and she just screams out, "Check, please." And like they could not have gotten us out of there fast
they
enough.
Did not like
she
you. Just it was a mutual thing.
And they did not
mutual
want
breakup.
Us there. And then we ended up at this
hey, we can't hear you when you don't talk
sorry,
into your mic.
Then
he starts itching his foot. Like
then we ended up my shoe is ripping. It's very depressing. We ended up at this karaoke bar.
Yeah.
And it is not a lesbian bar, which the bartender was very sure to tell me when she heard me describe it as such that
I
night.
I thought that it was, personally.
It's called the Lipstick Lounge, and it is owned by lesbians.
Okay.
And when I tell you when I walked in, it was packed, and I was one of three males.
Right.
One of the males worked there. One of them was in Dirk's band. It was randomly there. Cassidy Feasby was there.
So many
He's friends with one of the bartenders.
Oh, okay.
And then myself.
Yeah.
And so... Most of the women there are like women. So it might not be a lesbian bar, but lesbians do enjoy going there.
They're not going to turn you away if you're not
right,
a lesbian.
No, it's actually a really, really fun bar. So
yeah,
calling it a lesbian bar is not factual, but
yeah,
there's a lot of lesbians there.
Okay.
So, and it's called the Lipstick Lounge. So
okay,
anyway, we have a great time. We karaoke.
Yeah.
Although they wouldn't let two people do it at the same time. Like that was
pandemic.
There's crazy people there. It's fun.
What songs did you sing?
I sang, Oh my goodness. I can't even remember what I did. I did Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe.
Of course.
And then I did Friends in Low Places.
Naturally.
Poison is like one of those songs that like when you're riding in the car, you think you know the words, and then you get up on stage to sing it in karaoke and you're like, I never knew the words of these songs and it's too fast. And
I literally only know parts of the chorus.
Yeah. So anyway, the night's winding down. The bar is clearing out. They call last call.
Yeah.
And along the way, we, at when we were on our way to Sid's gold room, we picked up a friend. Like, I had left to take my car home, and so I didn't want to be driving and to feed my dogs. And then I was like, I'm gonna meet everybody there. And when I got to Sid's gold room, there was another. Our friend Shelly had joined us, and I was like, where'd she come from?
Yeah.
And so she was with us on the rest of the journey. And so the night's winding down. They call last call. Our friend turns. We literally had a table next to the bar. Our friend turns to the bar to pay her tab and turns around, and her purse is gone. Her phone is gone. And the bar is essentially kind of empty at that point.
Oh my God.
And she's like, where did my stuff go? And I was like, I literally just saw your, I asked whose phone it was.
Yeah.
So I had a very like clear visual memory of the timeline. Like I remembered seeing her purse had fringe. It was a black leather purse, had fringe on it. I saw it sitting there. And Julie's like, she crossed her arms. She's like, I'm not leaving this bar until I find out where my stuff went, and like digs her heels in.
Oh my God.
So, and she is
also at this point,
she's very alpha.
Like three sheets.
We're three sheets to the wind, and she's very alpha about it. And you know, they're like not having it. They're all they're trying to do is clean up and get out. Like they've been serving drunk people all night and they just want to go. And she's like, I'm not leaving. Like, this is crazy. My stuff just walked out. And they're like, happens all the time. So they were taking no responsibility for it. And finally she convinces, she's like, do you have cameras? And they're like, fine, you can come look at these cameras. So she disappears into the bar. They say it's in the basement. And it literally felt like she was gone for 30 minutes. And meanwhile, I've figured out how to like sign in to find my iPhone remotely. And I needed her login so I could try and find her phone. And the doorman sitting there talking with me, and like it had been really cordial. And then finally I asked him, I'm like, hey, can you help me go find my friend so I can like assist? And he's like, nope, she's fine where she is. And I was like, yeah, but it's taking forever. He's like, it was a long night of tape. And I was like, except for the moment, it's 5 minutes long. And we know the window when this disappeared. And he just started getting like rude with me.
Okay, time out. You're like shocked. This guy, first of all, this guy's probably like, I want to go home. These idiots, I'm running through tape of what happened tonight because these drunk ass idiots can't keep up with their shit. And you're like a cock and a tude with him.
Really cocking a tude. I just was like, dude, the longer we wait, the further this phone gets away. Like, can you just like, you don't have to take me to her. Can you like yell down the stairs and ask her where to log in? And he was like, just refusing.
Yeah.
And I was actually starting to worry because she had been gone for so long and I had no idea where she was.
She's getting murdered at the lesbian bar.
And he was like, she's where she wants to be.
Oh, my God.
And he kind of got nasty. And I was like, you know what? Do you have a sister? I was like, women go places they want to be all the time and bad things happen. And I'm starting to worry about my friend. And I'm about to call the cops.
Yeah.
And then here comes Julie. And she's like, Shelly has my fucking shit.
So she saw.
Our friend. Yeah, she saw it on the tape. She saw our friend walk out of the, like, and none of us had even really noticed Shelly had just ditched us. Like, she had just left without saying bye.
She ghosted
and she grabbed Julie's bag and left. We didn't know if the phone was in it because all you could see in the camera was
so had nobody tried bag. Question had nobody tried to call Julie's phone?
We had, but it was going straight, it was going to voicemail. Okay. So it was ringing but going to voicemail. So then the fucking door guy looks at me and goes, you owe me an apology. And I was like, I didn't blame you for anything other than not letting me go find my friend. And he's like, you know what? Get the fuck out of here. Ooh. And he got really aggro with me. And I was like, I like bucked up and I was like, fuck you. was like, I'll happily leave this fucking place on my own accord.
Oh.
And like started to walk out. And then he tried to like put his hands on me. And
he tried
like,
to assault you.
He tried to assault me. And Julie had to get it between us. I was like, if you touch me one more fucking time, we're going to have a problem. Like, she was like, I've never seen you like
I've
that.
I've never seen you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something I would do.
I was like bucked up. And then I was out front like stewing, like, I'm calling the cops. I am calling the cops. Because it was like, there was something about their attitude toward it that I was like, it felt like one of them might have it, you know? Like, it was like they...
So you were getting...
I get, like being annoyed by people, but like, most people's lives are in their purse. I mean, she didn't have keys to her house.
Yeah, oh, that would suck.
You know, like, thank God she has a keypad, but like, a normal person doesn't have that. So it just felt really annoying because they didn't seem to care.
Yeah.
And they even said, well, maybe they just went out that back door. And we were like, is there a camera on the back door? Nope.
I just like, there's so many things I have to say. And actually, I'm going to say something in a second that you don't know about. But so I just like imagine after a long day of work, I just can't get rid of this. Yeah. But like, if I was on set all fucking day, and I'm also like, I have to be on set sometimes with drunk people, and it's annoying as hell when you're sober and you're trying to work. And like, I know they work in a bar, so this is like par for the course, but like, you guys were at fault. I mean, like, losing the purse.
Absolutely.
They didn't have to be assholes. The fact that they even let you guys look at the tape is hilarious to me. Like, y'all are like, let us see. Do you guys have cameras in here? Let us, like, what are you, the fucking cops? Like, all of a sudden you're like running through tape.
I mean, Julie wasn't leaving.
I mean, that's hilarious.
We were kind of just waiting for Julie, and I was chit-chatting with the dude, and it escalated.
Well, before it escalated, you know, a friend of ours, Mary, sent me a voice note that she has of you.
Well, that voice note.
Well, I kind of want to play this for the people so they have a reference.
Wait, before you play it, that voice note, it was recorded at Julie's house.
Oh, so this is after.
Yeah, this is after. This is after.
But this doesn't make, are you sure? I don't think.
I'm certain of it, because it was after we had gotten home. And we still, like...
You knew Shelly had the bag.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was stupid. Okay, let's roll the tape and then I'll explain it.
Okay.
Google 1-800 number U.S. bank credit card. Because you can say to them, I think my friend might have it, but it might have been stolen. Can you at least block it for the next 48 hours until I figure it out? I'll call you back. Rather than canceling it. Because you will literally have to give a new credit card to everything you own. Amazon, your phone company, everything. Oh my God, I'm going to come over there and call.
I'm looking at my phone.
You have a phone.
Okay, wait. So you're saying that you... We're telling her to cancel her credit card. I think you're wrong.
I asked you where you got the recording. That recording is a voicemail that I left on Shelly's phone, and Shelly sent it to Mary. So we were calling Shelly incessantly, trying to wake her up. She woke up to 45 missed calls. And it's like 3 a.m., you know, it's late. And we knew that Shelly had the bag. What we didn't know was whether or not she had Julie's phone. So... But then Julie's like, I've got to cancel everything. And I was like, no, you don't. Like,
that's... You're not making sense right now. Are you drunk right now?
No, I'm completely
Are you
sober.
Sure?
That's, yeah, because she's...
Do you want to go to Lipstick Lounge?
No, never again. They will never let me in.
They
apparently want to know who we are.
They literally have you on a banned list.
100%. I was wearing this jacket, too.
My Versace.
No, that recording is like... Julie's like trying to cancel her cards, and she's like, I don't even know how to call them. I'm like, what kind of bank card do you have? And she's like, US Bank. I'm like, then Google 1-800 number for US Bank. Like, I'm like walking her through it, but I'm like, why would you do that? You're going to cancel that card and then find out Shelly has it in the morning, and you're going to have to go on Amazon and your phone bill and change all of that.
The pain of
losing
your credit card.
Give it 5 hours.
Yeah.
Shelly will be up at 8 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, so y'all knew Shelly had walked out with a purse, but you didn't have confirmation.
Right. Right.
Wow.
Well, what we also didn't know was if Shelly also had a fringe bag. What? So, because we saw Shelly holding a fringe bag on camera.
So y'all were just making assumptions, and then Julie's trying to cancel.
She's freaking out. She's
like,
cancel
maybe
everything.
Shelly has it, maybe she doesn't. And that's when you were telling her how to.
I was bossing up.
So you were bossing up. Okay, so this is what the whole point of all of that story is to say that, like, it's so funny to me whenever you go out and you've had too much, you've been overserved, and all of a sudden something happens. I mean, we have all been here where someone has to go into mom mode or like damage control. Or
I call it the god. It's when I become the godmother. That's the godmother, what my friends call me.
Not the godfather. That's
yeah, the godmother.
Classic.
The GM, they like the to call GM. Me for short.
I said to you earlier, it's like we need to come up with a name that's like the Olivia Pope of being drunk. Like you're like the fixer of that.
I fill that role pretty well, I think.
Well, you do-ish, but when we were just trying to backtrack through what happened, the story wasn't fully making sense. And so, like, I'm wondering if your logic in your head, it makes so much sense. And you're like, guys, and like, no one can get it. But like, are you actually making that much sense?
I think I made sense. And and it might be just because I can, when I'm telling the story, I'm visualizing what happened, you know?
Yeah.
You know who we should have had on as a guest today is Courtney, because Courtney was there and witnessed it all.
But does anyone from that night actually remember it accurately?
I think so. I think I have a pretty clear memory of it. I think Julie was the one who was like the most heightened because she had panic on top of it all. Mm. You know,
well, losing
she
your
had
life.
Literally just gotten her phone the week before, so she hadn't set it up on Find
Isn't
My
that
iPhone.
How it always goes?
Yeah,
it's
always.
Just like you lose something.
I mean, I definitely like said like dumb drunk things to them, but I was also like, they were being so unreasonable. Like I was just trying to be like, dude,
they're just pissed you're not a lesbian, you know?
They totally were mad at me, but I just was trying to get them to like put themselves in her shoes.
Right. You wanted some empathy.
Right. And not only that, but like, do you want to be the bar that like
gets blasted on the edge?
Well, I was like, I cannot. Yeah, exactly.
We're taking them down.
We're going to take them down. This is better than a bad Yelp review. But like,
the thing is, though, you're telling this story, and I guarantee you people listening are like, yeah, I'm not really sure who's really at fault here.
Well, the thing is, like, I was going to say, do you want to be the bar that has the attitude of like, well, it happens all the time?
I mean, it probably does happen all the time.
I know,
though.
But like, keep run tape, you know,
oh,
like make sure you've
God.
Got cameras to keep your people safe.
Play that beautiful beat.
I know
footage.
It's like she was at fault. Like, I know how I would be. I would never leave my phone laying on a table. Well, and if I were a woman that carried a purse, I would have it. I would be one of those girls that like always has it between my boobs, you know?
Like, you're talking about like a crossbody?
Yeah, crossbody.
He's trying to demonstrate. That's why you guys couldn't hear him for a second. He just tried to demonstrate what a crossbody looks like. One of those girls who wears the purse between her boobs.
I gotta say, I think it's the worst look. I hate the fucking
crossbody.
I do it
every day. Sorry that you feel that way.
Yeah. I don't notice it on you.
Well, it's because my boobs are small, probably.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
Listen, I mean, I hear you, but okay, I will say, especially if you're at a karaoke bar, I mean, I'm only saying this too because I'm notorious for leaving my phone in places, but like if I got called up to the stage and I'm like ready to go or ready to ride the bull like I used to do, you know, like I'm just leaving my shit.
Right.
Like I'm like, bye, because right. I know my friends are there too. And so then it's like you go back, maybe you're having another drink, maybe you're like dancing around and you just kind of lose track. And this Shelly picked it up. So it's like, it was like a multiple offense here.
Well, and
but I think on y'all's part.
Tend to not have pockets. As I'm always wearing jeans or something.
We
with
have
pockets.
Pockets, but like the bulk doesn't look
right.
The same.
It doesn't look as cute.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Well, so, well, you're the fairy godmother. Yeah, apparently,
now I'm the fairy godmother.
I changed yeah, it. It go. Just felt right.
The FGM.
New T-shirt alert. I just think it's funny because, like, literally, you know, everyone listening right now is either that person or they have that friend. I want to hear you guys' stories. So, email us at @casual. Oh, we got to change that. @casual@velvetsedge.com for the time being. But I want to hear the stories of being out drunk
when your drunk friend takes charge.
Who goes into damage control?
Yeah,
like is it you, is it your friend? Are there funny stories of that, and what were the scenarios? were you guys at fault? Because probably so is be my assumption. And I love that you're like taking it to the grave. You're like, that was not our fault. Mm-mm. They were dicks. They were assholes.
I drove by there the other day and that door guy was sitting out there and I was like, I wish I could throw an egg right at him. Like, because the sun wasn't even down. It was like still early in the night. I was like, I just wanted to ruin his night.
He just gets pegged by like, an egg like, randomly.
He knew, drive by. The thing is, but then I'm like, they've got cameras on the front of the building.
You know that. They'd be watching that.
I got to egg him when he's leaving the back door.
Oh my God. You know where they're you can, like,
now I know
break
where the
in.
Cameras are.
You just announced to the world.
Well,
where I'm
hey,
like,
they should have been more cooperative. Oh, they got a camera above the bar that doesn't work.
He just tossed his hair as he said that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, they should have been more cooperative.
It's a shame because I actually like doing karaoke there.
Well, I guess you'll have to find a new haunt.
I know.
We already have some other spots. Yeah, let's get real.
The
Wild
Beaver.
Beaver
is my
Why
jam.
Is that
They
not
would
the
never throw me out
bar,
of Wild
though.
Beaver.
Why is that not the lesbian bar? Why have we never talked about
that's
that?
That's actually...
The Wild Beaver 100% should be a lesbian bar.
100%.
God. That's how I'm going to start describing myself.
The
Wild
Beaver.
Beaver.
The Beavs.
When I go to the gyno tomorrow, she'll be like, how are you? I'm like, well, the Wild Beaver's hurting a little bit. She's a struggling.
She acting wild.
Oh my God. Well, thanks for sharing that story. Send us your stories to @casual@velvetsedge.com and we'll read them next week.
And hold on to your phones, people.
I mean, ladies, let's get a little more responsible. I'm speaking to myself first here. Okay. So for the listener question this week, I had to give you guys the update because Billy, our girl Billy,
our girl
3 weeks
back.
In a row, she's making an appearance. But like, I got to sum this up for you guys because I got an ending and I needed to share. So this is from Billy. If you're new to this podcast or you didn't listen the last 2 weeks, you should go back and listen to our story. But Billy has been in a relationship with a man who has two children with an ex-wife. And then he also has a baby's mama. And he has one child with that baby mama. Am I saying that right? It feels so wrong somehow.
I mean, it's...
baby mama.
Baby mama, yeah.
Okay. So anyway, the baby mama... baby's mama?
Well, it technically is the baby's mama, but it's also the baby mama.
That's like the grammatically
it depends on like
correct
which,
way to say
if you're talking about it in reference to her relationship with him or her relationship to the baby.
Oh.
Because it's the baby's mama, but
it's
his
also
baby mama.
Baby mama.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you guys get the gist of who this person is right. in this guy's life. Anyway, she's the jealous one, right? Like the ex-wife is apparently fine with Billy. They have a great relationship. And Billy's been with this guy a while, so much so that they were engaged for a minute. He had proposed December of 2019.
Wait a minute. There's ex-wife, there's baby mama,
and
there's
Billy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, baby mama was so pissed about him being with Billy that he didn't want to tell her that he proposed to her. And so much so that she even, I think, tried to break them up or threatened him seeing his own child if they didn't break up and moved.
Moved to out of town.
Moved to a different state. So there's all this drama. Billy was like, I'm feeling like there's something more to this story, but he swears there's not. He swears he just doesn't want to rock the boat and it's about the child. So you and I have been back and forth a couple weeks in a
row. And the proposal was in December 2019.
Right. And there's been no movement as far as him telling her. So I started to, once I found out the date, I was like, something ain't right. And you were like, let's just give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's see if if Billy contacts the baby mama or lays some like rules down with her, like we're moving on. You know, you kind of were like encouraging her to stand by her man, like a Tammy Wynette song.
Right.
And I was like, peace out to that guy. Something ain't right. So this is what Billy said this week.
Oh God.
Update, I took Chip's advice and just told him it was time to get it done or we needed to figure out where to go from here. Apparently, he decided months ago, quote unquote, when I took off my ring, that we weren't engaged anymore. So he didn't need to tell her anymore. Thanks for fucking letting me know that now I gave up my house, sold most of my stuff, and put the rest in storage. He said I changed since I'm not okay with him dragging all this bullshit out for however long he sees necessary. It's all good. I literally had nothing when I divorced after 21 years of marriage. I will get through this too. Thanks to you both for your advice, ripping that Band-Aid off. So she
got proud
on.
Of her.
I'm so proud
she
of Billy.
She stood up for herself.
Correct. And this guy... again, I think I said this last week, sounds like a douche.
Well, I mean,
is that quick to judge?
He just assumed that they weren't engaged anymore.
Also, what does that mean? First of all, that's
like
a
he's not man enough to be like, wait, what does you taking the ring off signify? Like, what does that mean? Where do we stand?
Or like, exactly, like communicate. Right. And then also
Amos
like
had a big dick. She held on to that for
who knows why we get drawn to what we get drawn to. That could be childhood wounds, you know. Yeah. That's another podcast. That's the velvet side of things.
That is the velvet side.
I mean, I've been in relationships where I'm like, oh, what the fuck? Like, I look back and I'm like, what was the hold on me? And it was something I had to sort out in myself.
Right.
It wasn't like the guy was like some catch.
Right, right.
Everyone was like, oh, thank God you got out of that one.
I mean, isn't that like how most past relationships, it's very rare that it's like, you're like, oh my God, that was the one who got away.
Yeah, right. I've had a guy tell me that one time.
I had a guy tell me that too.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. The guy that told me that though, I look at him and I'm like, oh, thank God I got away from that guy.
No, for me, it's like, it actually feels good because I actually really liked the guy. I mean, now he...
Well, it's always flattering.
It's totally flattering.
And it makes you feel a little bit like, huh, you saw it. It took you too long, but
right.
At least you saw it because he treated me like shit. So, douchebag.
Why is it so hard?
I mean, is that literal or is that emotional?
It's just, well, it's just, that's me exhaling for this week. It's all just so hard.
I'm kind of
glad that like we're in quarantine and I haven't had to deal with like any relationship stuff. Yeah.
I just can't wait for you to get back on the wagon.
No, it's springing, y'all. I'm almost vaccinated.
Somebody asked me this week, I did like a question answer on my Instagram on Velvet's Edge. And someone said, one of the questions was, is Chip actually going to do Sluttapalooza? And I was like, dear God, I hope so. Because if I talk about it this much and you don't go be slutty for a second.
Oh my God, I'm just going to have to slut it up.
The pressure is on.
I know.
I mean,
fucking one person would be slutty for me at this
point. That's true. So. That's true. If we have one story, we'll be like, success.
Success.
We did it.
Success.
Team. Go team.
But you know what makes it hard for me to be slutty is that I kind of want to fall in love with everybody. You know what I mean? Like, I have a hard time loving them and leaving them.
Mm,
you know?
Sounds like a song.
I know.
Yeah.
It probably is.
Anyway, you guys keep the messages coming. I think you all had a lot of sex and dating questions. We were talking about this before. So if those are still the things that resonate with y'all, bring them on. Like, we love talking about relationships. This podcast is supposed to be edgy. It's called The Edge, if you will. And so we're open to talk about anything. There's nothing that's off the table.
Anything and everything.
Anything and everything and more.
I mean, I talked about my butthole this week.
I talked about my vagina and my ovaries. So, I mean, I think we're equal.
I mean, we all have them.
We got swabbed. We got tested. We got all sorts of things happening this week. So you guys join us, please. Make us feel less weird. We still don't have a tagline for the what did I say earlier?
We're
like,
and always remember, we're still acting casual until we've got a new. No, you said just the edge.
Just the edge. Just just the tip.
Yeah.
Just the edge. You guys help us with that too. Do you have any thoughts?
Any ideas?
You know what you used to say to me all the time for Velvet's Edge? You would go, living on the veg.
But we can't do that because that's actually, it's a copyrighted kind of. It's like Living on the Edge by Aerosmith.
Living on the edge.
Living on the veg. Yeah. Let's try to harmonize.
Living on the veg.
It was so bad. So bad.
We're going to have to get some auto-tune for that.
All of a sudden, we sound like T-Pain.
If you could see us, we're like, our eyes are like big. We're like, are we going to nail this or what?
We're like, are you going up or are you going down?
Yeah.
You going high harmony?
High note or low?
We don't even know how to say it right.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Literally an auto-tune T-Pain of like, living on the veg.
Bam. Like, got a slide.
Oh, my God. We've lost it. Okay. We have to go. We're going to an art studio today. I'm going to post about that on my Instagram too, so you guys keep us posted on what you think of this art that I'm looking at for this house. Okay, that was very vague and absolutely had no context of what.
We need a drink.
I gotta go. Okay, living on the veg.
Living on the veg.
See you guys
later. Bye.